Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah He, will now list the next Avera that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah that a person receives Sekila for, which is somebody who curses Hashem. Mishnah says, HaMegadef, somebody who blesses Hashem. We're going to use the Lashon Naki, that type of language, because you don't want to talk about Hashem, about cursing Hashem. Eno hayav ad shefaresh et Hashem. That person would not be obligated to be executed until he actually says the name of Hashem. In other words, he can't hear somebody else say the name of Hashem and then curse. Rather, he'd have to say the name and he'd have to say a curse together. Those have to be together as one. A Bet Din is not allowed to punish somebody unless they have clear testimony about what that person did. But when it comes to the witnesses repeating the story about how a person cursed Hashem, it gets very sensitive because you don't want to have the witnesses come and repeat the name of Hashem with the curse. So how would they solve this problem? Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha says, Bechol yom danin et ha'edim bekinui. Every day of the trial, the judges, when they were talking with the witnesses, would not use the name of Hashem. Rather, they would use a substitute name. For example, Dake Yoseh et Yoseh. They would ask, did he say that Yoseh should strike Yoseh? They would use the word Yoseh in the name instead of the name of Hashem. The Yoseh is four letters, like the holy name of Hashem, the Shema Meforash or Yod Kevavke, and also the Gematria of Yoseh equals 86, which is the same Gematria as Elohim. So they would ask him, they would not use Hashem's name, but they would talk negatively, and they would use a substitute name instead, Nigman Hadin. But when the discussion was over, and they were ready to give a bottom line verdict that the person was guilty, Lohorgim Bikinu, they couldn't kill the person based on a substitute name in the testimony. They have to actually hear the witnesses clearly repeat what he heard. Elam motzi'im et kol ha'adam lahutz. What they would do is they would remove everybody who was unnecessary in the room. They would remove them from the court. V'sho'alim et ha'gadol shebahen. And they would ask the senior witness, v'omrim lo emor ma sheshamata beferush. And they would tell him, tell us clearly and explicitly what you heard from the person who committed the crime. V'hu amen. And he tells them here, clearly, the curse word and the name of Hashem. V'hadayanim omdim al raglehen. And when the judges hear the curse with Hashem's name, they would stand up on their feet. V'kor'in v'lo me'ahin. And they would tear their clothing. They would tear kiri'ah. And when they tore their clothing, they would never be allowed to sew it up because of the tragedy that occurred. It's considered to be something that's so bad, you can't even sew it up afterwards. You have to have those clothes with a rip in them. V'asheni omer af ani kamohu, v'ashelishi omer af ani kamohu. Then the second witness who was there, he wouldn't repeat everything, but he would say, I heard the same thing. And the third witness as well would say, I heard the same thing. And at that point in time, they could accept the testimony and they would have this person killed. Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav. In Mishnah Dalet, we listed all the different averot that a person would get sekila, stoning for. Here we'll continue to list them and elaborate on them. Ha'oved avodah zara, somebody who worshipped an idol, like we mentioned earlier, gets sekila. Ehad ha'oved ve'ehad ha'zoveyach, somebody who worshipped an idol in the way that it's usually worshipped, or somebody who slaughtered a korban to that animal, to that idol. Ve'ehad ha'mekated, somebody who brought ketoret to that idol. Ve'ehad ha'menasech, somebody who poured wine to the idol. Ve'ehad ha'mishtahaveh, somebody who bowed down to the idol, even if that's not the usual way of worshipping that idol. All of these people would be stoned. Ve'ehad ha'mekabelo alav le'elowach, or somebody says that he's accepting that idol on them to be a god. Ve'ha'omed lo eli'ata, or he tells the idol, you are my god. Those are the ways that a person would be executed by the Bet Din with Sekila, because those are genuine, full forms of acceptance and worship. But Aval HaMegadef, somebody who hugs an idol, V'HaMenashek, kisses it, V'HaMechabed, sweeps the floor in front of it, V'HaMerabetz, sprinkles water on the dirt so that it's not going to have dirt blow all over it, V'HaMerahetz, if they wash it, Hasach, they rub it with oil, HaMalbish, they dress it, V'HaMani'il, they put shoes on it, Over belo ta'aseh, they violate a negative commandment, They're not allowed to worship it, but these are not full-fledged ways of worship, so therefore we don't put the person to death for any of these last types of actions. Hanoded bishmo, if somebody takes a vow in the name of an idol, he says, all the fruits forbidden to me in the name of this idol. Vehamekayim bishmo, or they swear in his name, I swear by this idol that I didn't do the following. Oved bilo ta'aseh, they violate a negative commandment, but they are not put to death. So they're mentioning the names of other gods, but we're not putting them to death because they're not also genuine ways of worship. We mentioned at the start of the Mishnah that Ehad HaOved, if you worship the idol in its normal way, every type of idol had a specific type of worship, then you also receive stoning. And now we'll list two examples of that type. HaPo'ir Atzmo LeBa'al Pe'or Zohi Avodato. Somebody who goes to the bathroom in front of Ba'al Pe'or is executed because that's the normal way to worship Ba'al Pe'or. HaZorek Evin LeMarkolis. If somebody throws a stone at an idol called Markolis, Zohi Avodato, this is the usual way of worship, so therefore that person would be executed, even if a person didn't have in mind to do it. Let's say he was trying to disgrace the idol and he threw a stone at it, or he went to the bathroom in front of it, he would still have to bring a Korban Hatat, because it's like he worshipped the idol by mistake, even though he had no intention to sin, he has to still bring a Korban Hatat for worshipping by mistake.